every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
See, and Pastor Tom is still convalescing because I met him yesterday and he's looking a little peaked, but he's got, you know, can you imagine having five bypasses? He told me he had five, Karen. Five, not four. He went from a quintuple, but he, no, quad, what do they call it if you have a four? Quad, he got triple bypass, quad bypass, quintuplet bypass. Anyway, poor Tom, when he was telling me about it, he was, every artery was blocked, you know, it's no wonder he's looking old, you know, because, boy, he was really, but anyway, he's now, what is it, 3 weeks? It seems like 3 weeks. Anyways, Wednesday, almost a month, he went in on my show, so he didn't have to show on my show, just for emergency surgery, and they took him from, he was in, went and visiting a doctor in Port St. Lucie, and they took him right away to the hospital. Then they transported him up to Lawnwood to perform the surgery, and, you know, it's serious stuff. So they cracked him open, and they've stripped his leg of a artery, and then they paced the heart together with these different, I know, this is terrible, isn't it? Then, what they used to do when they close up the chest after they crack you open, they use staples. Well, with Tom, they use zip ties. He was telling me, and you know, he said, how much are the zip ties? And they said, $60 a piece. And he said, I can go down to Home Depot or Ace Hardware and get them a lot cheaper. And he'd have different colors, you know, that when they zipped him up. But the answer is, poor Tom, I'm picking on him only because he's not here. But it's a terrible, terrible thing. However, the success rate in this type of bypass surgery is staggering. I mean, he's going to have a new lease on life, and it's going to give him a whole brand new life. And you know, this is the hard thing. The people I know personally that have gone through this thing, they said I would never ever do it again. However, I did have one particular client that had it done twice, and it's unbelievable type of surgery that they crack you open and they bypass the heart and they put new arteries in and they do all kinds of stuff. But historically, it's an exceptionally successful surgery. And, you know, we're all praying for Tom, and he's, honestly, I'm picking on him because hopefully he's listening, but he actually is looking pretty good. I think he lost a couple pounds. When in the process of going through all this pain, I imagine it's hard to eat or do anything, because anytime you move your chest or do anything, the pain's going to be astronomical, and then your leg hurts where they yank out the vein on it. But, hey, anybody that knows Pastor Tom knows he's a magnificent person. He's only been on this radio show now for 105 years, or seems like it anyway, but it's been 20 some years, and he's just a phenomenal person, and he's a great teacher. We meaning Joe Martech and our group, before the show very often talk religion and Bible, and Tom is an encyclopedia. He knows his stuff, and he's got quite a history, which I'm not going to go into now, because he and I have talked about it on a one-on-one basis, because I never question my faith, but the people that really, 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 really know their Bible and everything that's in it have a great ability to discuss the questions that we may have concerning certain validities or certain doubts or whatever it might be. And Tom's, you know, he's just a flat good guy. So I love the man. He's taught us. We've thought about putting together a Bible study group of professional guys that we might do it for half an hour or an hour before the show. I think he'd hate to have to stay after the show. He wants to eat dinner sooner or later. And so he can teach and guide just a little bit, because Vince Rizzino, who's not here, who's CPA, he and I were both raised Catholic. In fact, I went through all Catholic schools and then all boys Jesuit prep school. And, you know, and those of you that were ever raised Catholic that are listening to this, you know, we learned how to stand up, sit down, kneel down, lay, kneel down, stand up, sit down. And we had to learn the Mass in Latin when I was a kid, like we knew what we were talking about. Yeah, well, Karen is sitting here saying, her too, yeah. Like we didn't have a clue what the words were, but we knew we had to memorize because we had to. And then they started doing it in English. They didn't make it much better. Then we had to take catechism classes, and they taught us something, and we don't remember a word of it, but it was called like punishment, wasn't it, that we had to go through? So it wasn't fun. Well, back in 1982, I joined Calvary Baptist Church over in Clearwater, Florida, and the preacher there, Bill Anderson, he was the most talented man I've ever met in my entire life. Now, I've met a lot of people. I've met governors and senators and a lot of very influential people. But when I say talented, this man had a talent. He literally was one of the best teachers I've ever seen in my entire life. And that's how he would preach. He would stand up there in front of the congregation, and say, okay, class, pay attention, you know. And he would go through in detail some of the things that the average person would never think of. And Karen, I don't think I never told you this, how I got baptized, did I? So anyway, Karen's hiding from the mic because she's worried that I might put her on a radio, because Pastor Tom, I do, but I can't do it because he's hiding. Anyway, so you might get a kick out of this. Now, listeners, understand, Joe Martek is not a perfect person by any stretch, by any means. You know, I always joke about it, but the last time I walked on water, it was frozen. So here it is, a Sunday afternoon, and we'd already gone to the service in the morning, and I'm sitting at home in my shorts and t-shirt, which is my favorite costume, and I'm having a scotch. Now, those of you that don't believe in alcohol, I understand that, and I appreciate that, but here it is. I'm at Calvary Baptist Church, Southern Baptist Church, and he calls up, and I answer the phone, and I said, Joe Martek. He said, Joe, it's Bill Anderson. I said, Bill Anderson. I know two. One's a country singer and one's a preacher. He says, well, I can't sing. I said, okay, Bill, what's up? And he says, I'm in the neighborhood. I want to come and visit. I'm about 5 minutes away from you. So I hang up the phone, and my wife says, who's that? I said, Bill Anderson. She goes, Bill Anderson, pastor of Calvary Baptist? And I said, yeah. He says, hurry up. Go put some clothes on. Hide that scotch. And I said, no. I said, no. So Bill comes in. We sit down at the kitchen table. Now, he had teenage kids at the time. So, you know, when you have teenagers at home, you pick up a vernacular a bit. It makes you sound a bit like a teenager. And I'm not saying what he said, but he'd say something like, let me tell you what's happening now, Joe, and it's cool, or something. You know, I'm talking about, because he was used to dealing with his teenagers. So he's talking. He says, you know, Joe, I've been watching you. I said, really? He says, yeah, I've been watching you come in. And, you know, every time at the end of the service, we have a calling for people to come down and openly profess their faith. He said, you're almost ready. I can tell. I said, really? He says, yeah. He said, I'm not saying it'll be next week, but pretty soon you're going to do it. And he said, let me tell you, it's not a big deal. You're going to walk down there. Somebody's there going to stand there with their hand on your shoulder in case you pass out. They don't want you to hurt your head, you know, or anything. So he said, and then after you openly profess it in front of people, the next week we'll dunk you in the tank up on top in front of everybody. And that's it. And I says, well, Bill, couple questions. One, is the water warm? He said, well, I can't guarantee it. He said, but I'll do my best to make sure it is. I said, okay. And I said, fine. Next, I drink scotch. And he says, okay, I'll make you a deal. I won't tell you what to drink if you don't tell me what to preach. Well, week or two later, I got dunked in front of 450 people. And everybody that's done this as an adult, everybody that's done this, especially us that were raised the way I was raised, it was like a revelation. Isn't my right, Karen? I mean, you just can't, you'll never get over it. It was the rush of maybe your whole life. It just took the weight of the world off of you. It was just such a wonderful thing. So it, I've never talked about this on the show because, you know, there are people that obviously don't think you should be drinking alcohol, and I respect that. I respect people that shouldn't be judgmental. However, you know, listen, there's no such thing as a perfect person. The only one that we know of, he happened to walk the earth for a while and left for a little while and came back after 3 days. And now he's waiting for the rest of us to show up. And, you know, hopefully I'm not stuck here when everybody else has to go. I'm telling you, Jesus, I'm serious about this stuff. Anyway, I just wanted to share that little tiny bit of a story with you, which I never have, which leads me into our group. So Joe Martek's a financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker. I'm also called a securities principal. What's that mean? Lots of licenses. I've got 4 state licenses that I know of, and then I've got series 6, 7, 24, and 66. I think that's the numbers, and national securities licenses, which means I have to take lots of tests and I have to take continuing educations all the time. But I'm also called a stockbroker, which makes it pretty simple. Financial advisor, financial planner, lots of names. Just simply means I have lots of credentials and I've been doing this a long, long time. And I've got clients mostly on the Treasure Coast, but also in 13 other states because people move and referrals and relatives and all the rest of that stuff. So I can't say exactly. My compliance people who listen to these shows, and I feel sorry for them to have to listen to them because sometimes I don't talk business at all and they still have to listen to the whole show. But even though I'm licensed to do everything, there's technically some things that we don't do because my broker-dealer just doesn't do certain things. And I don't know exactly what they are, but most people like myself, we become semi-experts or experts in a certain area. So literally my area of expertise, most of my clients are retired or could be or should be. So we're looking to try to look a little bit more conservatively at their money. Now, let's say you're Karen's age and she's really young. You know, you're only, what, 29, 39, 49, somewhere up in there. she's trying to hide now. Anyway, age makes a bit of a difference. When you're young, you got lots of time to invest and maybe you'll take more risk. Maybe you won't. It really depends on you. But normally when you get to be old, I'm talking 60s, 70s, 80s. I had a fellow walk in the office a couple, 3 weeks ago or a month ago, whenever it was. And he sat down with me, and he was 80 years old, and he said, the broker I'm with right now lost me $400,000. I had $1.5 million, now I got a little over $1 million. And I said, really? He says, yeah. So I went to see him, he tells me, and he said, hey, don't worry about it. We'll get it back. It just take a little bit of time. And he says, time? I'm 80. How much time do you think I've got? Well, what happens is, normally as you move into this phase of life where you're living on borrowed time or your shelf life has expired, you know, you don't know when you're going to be cashed in, you get more conservative with your investments unless you've got enough money that you don't care, which some people do. That's a wonderful thing. So what I normally talk about when I get into a person that's not too young, and even young people today that are conservative and are concerned about the state of the economy and state about our political situation that's going on, that are risk adverse, I normally talk about what's called debt instruments. Now, most of us know we can go to the bank and the bank can pay us a quarter of a point, a half a point, maybe a whole 1%. So that means if you had $100,000 sitting in a bank, you might get $1,000 a year. Now, a lot of people retire from up north and they come down with this 100 or 200 and they need that extra income from that money to supplement their Social Security because they sold their house, etc. When they find out that they were going to get some money, but now they're not, they're going to get $100 a month instead of $500 or $600, they get a little bit worried. So a debt instrument now, these are not common stock. A debt instrument is no different than a car note. Like when you buy a car and you finance it, you sign a piece of paper and it says, I agree to pay that note and I agree to make a payment every month. And on there is interest and principal. That's a note. You can get a house note, which is your mortgage on your house. Same thing. You take a payment every month, and there's principal interest normally. Sometimes you also pay taxes and insurance part of it. But literally, these are debt instruments. So some major companies, some of the biggest companies that you've ever heard of, including utilities, have issued these debt instruments, and they're paying literally between 5 and 6% interest, depending on the one that we talk about. So let's just take that same $100,000. If you're getting 6%, that's $6,000 a year. If you're getting 1%, that's $1,000 a year. That's pretty difference. One's $100 a month or a little less. The other's $500 a month. That's kind of a little bit of a difference. So the debt instrument is strictly that. Now, I'll give you some more good news. These are 100% liquid. That means I can buy it today and I can sell it tomorrow. Do you want to? Well, you shouldn't want to. That isn't the reason you do it, but you can, because if you know, it's your money. There's not a penalty. There's nothing. It's your money. That's the good news. More good news, or bad news, I guess. This is it. These have long-term dates that are out 20 and 30 years, but the company that you get it from has what they call call dates. Call dates mean they have the ability to say to you, here's your money back, leave. We're done with you. Now, why do they do that? Well, let's say they're paying 6%. And let's say that the call date is out 4 years from now. And you stay in it 4 years and you're getting paid your interest every 3 months and you're happy. And they say, hey, look, at 4 years from now, we can get new debt instruments paying 3% or 4%. Why should we keep paying you 6%? And they cash it in. They say, take your money and leave. And that's it. So literally, this is not for long-term money. This is for short-term money. So, and the other side of the coin, now remember this, and I repeat this 10 times, it's liquid. Liquid means I can buy it today, I can sell it tomorrow. It's 100% liquid, no penalty. Now, you're not in common stock. What's that mean? If you own common stock, you actually own the company. Now, let's just take any company. We can take General Motors, and you get a share of stock, let's say it's $25, and what happens to that share of stock? Well, if General Motors starts making lots of money and their company's doing great and they're making big profits, the value of that stock is going to go up normally. But let's just say the company all of a sudden has a bad year or recession hits and the company doesn't make any money and it can lose money. Well, that share of stock can go way down. We've heard of recessions. We've heard of depressions. When we had our Great Recession, the stock market tanked. Stock market tanked in 87. Different times, it can go up and down depending on different things that affect it. One of the things that I look at heavily when it comes to pure stock is what's called a price to earnings ratio, PE ratio. The price to earnings ratio simply means the price of a share of stock as opposed to the value of the company should have a ratio, if they sit in harmony, of about 10 to 1. Okay. Well, right today, if we look at the broad market basically is the Standard & Poor's 500. That's how we use as a gauge, or the Dow. S&P 500 is 500 of America's blue chips. The P.E. ratio is somewhere between 17 and 22, depending on who you talk to. So what most people think is that's a pretty much of a full market. It might be overpriced, but at least it's definitely full. So when I suggest to my clients today, if it was me, I would not be going into the market today unless I'm looking long term, meaning 10, 20, 30 years, young person. But old people, don't get greedy. Think 5 or 6%, and you, down the road, you can always sell them and get greedy and maybe get into some stock or get into different things, especially if you understand how these things work. So anybody that needs to get information on stuff like this, that's what we do. We're here to educate. So that's part of Joe Martek, and that's what Joe Martek does. There's all kinds of different types of investments. Let's talk about you, the customer, you, the client, work for a company, and they have a 401k program. I think 401k programs are the greatest thing since chocolate milk, because what happens is normally you take money out of your paycheck, and you put it into that 401k program, and you don't pay tax on that money. It's tax deferred. Now, normally, your employer, if you have a good company and a good program, will match up to a certain percentage. So let's say out of your paycheck, you take 3%, And the employer says, hey, if you put in 3%, we'll match 3%. So that means you literally are getting 100% return on your money immediately. So that means in the course of a year, let's say you put in $1,000, they would put in $1,000. So all of a sudden, that's 100% gain, 100%, $1,000. Now you have $2,000. That's 100% growth. Now, that money is now then invested in various options. You, the 401k holder, you, the customer, can tell whoever it is that's working on this thing. They give you choices. There's 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 5 choices. It depends on the employer. And you can decide where you want to put your money. Depends on the person, how long they're going to be working. And you have to look at these different types of investments and learn a little bit. And that's what my job is to do, is to help teach you so that you understand what you're doing. And, you know, because I do it every day, it's not that hard. And I have people regularly that call me up and say, hey, Joe, tell me what you told me 6 months ago that I forgot. Okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to keep you abreast of what's going on and let you give you my opinion, and then you can make your own decision. So the 401k, even though I can't literally do any of that investing for you, I can look at your options and give you my opinion and say, hey, this might be a good place to go. It depends on your time frame. It depends on your goal. The whole part is education. So the game plan is to educate you. Now, there's other types of, let's call them savings programs. Let's say you work and you don't have a 401k with your employer, or you're self-employed. You now have what's called an IRA. An IRA is an individual retirement account. Here we go. Now, the government says you can put aside $5,000 to $6,000 a year roughly into a regular traditional IRA. But if, depending on the kind of business you're in, if you're self-employed, you might be able to go into what's called a SEP IRA, S-E-P. There's different words that allow you to put more than this $5,000 or $6,000 a year aside. And in fact, a few weeks ago, we had a caller that called in and talked about a 401k for self-employed people that literally allows a husband and wife to put up to almost $60,000 a year into this account, deduct it from your income. So let's say you had a big year, you made $200,000, you take 60 off, now you only make 140. That 60 goes into this retirement account, and you don't pay any tax on it this year, and you don't pay any tax till you start taking the money out. So that is also a 401k, but it works very, very, very well for self-employed people who happen to have some really good years. Like, certain businesses right now are doing really well. Certain realtors are making really good money. Certain mortgage people are making real good money. That doesn't mean they always will, but the key is this: that money can be put aside and you are avoiding tax for a period of time. Then, whatever type of retirement plan you're in, whether it's this 401k or whether it's a IRA or a SEP IRA, pick any one of these names. The normal rule is, if you take money out before age 59 1/2, before age 59 1/2, you would pay a 10% penalty plus the tax. So the concept of it is, the government has these programs set up so that you can save money for retirement. And if you take money out ahead of time, there's a penalty plus tax. Not 100% of the time, depending on the program, but most of the time. Then, the other rule is, when you officially get old, which is, according to the government, 70 1/2, if you have not taken money out, they want you to start taking money out. Now, there are some exceptions, but not too many. But literally, they then call it a required minimum distribution. Required minimum distribution. Now, literally, it's about 4%. Now, it's not exact. The numbers I'm giving you are not exact, but they're close. It's roughly 4% the first year, let's say at age 70, that you're supposed to take out. That means if you had $100,000 in the account, you're supposed to take out $4,000, add that to your income, and if you pay tax on it or it's subject to tax, that's the way it is. And then each year after 70 1/2, the percentage you're supposed to take out of that account keeps going up. So when you turn 90, if you're not dead, you take out roughly 10% of the value of the account. So figure from 70 to 90, 20 years, it starts at 4, then it gradually goes up to the percentage you have to take out at 90 is roughly 10%. If you're not dead by 115 or so, I think you have to take out your last dollar. I'm not a positive on that either, but it obviously the percentage keeps going up until you die. And then what happens if you are still married at that time? Your spouse can take over that IRA as their own. So then they would take out their required minimum distribution if they wanted or cash it in, but there would be no tax until they took money out. So you drop dead today, that money then becomes your spouse's IRA, and they would take money out based on their age until it's gone. And then that spouse dies and there's still money in that account, and you have children who are the named beneficiaries. They then would inherit that IRA or that retirement account, and it would become no tax to them, but they would then have to start taking money out depending on the rules. Now, the rules change depending, but the bottom line is the day you die and they inherit it, there's no tax, and then they will have to start taking out a distribution every year depending on their age and depending on your age. There's rules, and we would go through that on an individual basis and explain how that works. So, literally, if we take saving for retirement, we have a 401k at work, best thing in the world, especially if your employer matches it. Inside of that, there are just different ways to invest it. There's some mutual funds, which are stock programs. There are some bond programs, which are not stock, but they're bonds. There's a cash account very often, which doesn't pay anything, but it's in a cash account. There's some mixed funds. Some are bonds, some are stock mixed together. There's different options. And literally most times, most of these plans allow you to change your mind on a regular basis. You can move into one, out of one. You can be in three. You can be in four different accounts inside of your account. So there's lots of options and lots of learning. And it's not easy. But once it gets past the eyeball into the head, it'll start making sense. And then back again, we look at what's the goal and how much time do we have, and what do we think the economy is going to do? If you're in my ballpark today and you think, hey, the economy right now is a bit shaky, I'm not sure what's going to go on, sometimes you can sit in cash. Cash means like I'm in the bank. I'm not going to get paid anything, but I'm not going to lose anything. And a lot of people are doing that right now. On the other hand, if you think the economy is going to keep right on humming along, they have some mutual fund stock accounts that might be invested in big companies, little companies, medium-sized companies. Some are overseas companies. Some are all-American companies. You have different options. Anyway, questions? Anybody has something? I'm here to talk to you. 1-888-221-8990. As Pastor Bill Anderson used to say, okay, class, pay attention, write this down. 1-888-221-8990. That is tax-free, toll-free from any place, 888-221-8990. Now, I've talked a bit about me. I've talked a bit about investments. Let's talk about the rest of the group who's not here. Everybody else is pretending they're working today, so Joe Marchek's here by himself. But other people in the group include Vince Rosino, CPA. Now, the reason I put together this group many, many years ago is because, in my opinion, if you are a credible professional, you align yourself with other credible professionals to do the right thing for your clients. Now, none of us share office space. None of us share commissions or fees. What I tried to do was find, in my opinion, the best people in our target marketplace that were all experienced, nobody new in business, with credibility and integrity. Vince Rosino, CPA, he's also a forensic CPA, which means the courts recognize him as an expert witness. He was also a college professor. Man is just one of the better people you'll ever meet in your entire life. When it comes to questions on taxes and starting a business, closing a business, buying a business, he's the man. Probably once every week or two, I call him up with a new question. You think you know everything after 20-some years, but something new comes up, and that's okay. That's what he's there for. The tax code only has 70,000 pages, and it's his job to memorize them all, and he's working on it. I don't know if he'll ever accomplish it, but he's working on it. Then Dean Warren, independent insurance agent. And boy, I'll tell you, that word independent to me is the most important thing in the world, because those of you that have lived in Florida since Hurricane Andrew hit back in 1992, you watched it devastate southern end of Dade County, and literally it put 13 insurance companies out of business. Well, then the different companies said, all of a sudden, we've got too much business in Florida. And a lot of them non-renewed people, or they doubled or tripled their premiums. It became a real mess. And you, the customer, were in trouble, especially if you worked for what is called a captive insurance company that only had one company. Because if that company says, hey, we're non-renewing you, that was it. Goodbye. On the other hand, an independent insurance agent will have, under normal circumstances, more than one company. Dan's 37, 38 years in business. I think under his umbrella is roughly 100 different companies. And in my humble opinion, he is the premier independent insurance agent on the Treasure Coast. The man knows his stuff, does the right job for people, saves people money, makes sure they're protected, explains things to them. Just a good man. Then Greg Fasula, attorney. One of the things I do when I meet a new prospect or suspect normally is talk about a will or a trust. And it isn't just that document. There's also powers of attorney. There's also what's called a health care surrogate, also called a living will. Different instruments that if you put your cart and horse in a proper order, you should have such things. And a lot of people are a bit reluctant to do them. But my job, as I see it, is to stir the pot just a little bit and get you thinking about these things. But then we need an attorney to do it properly, and I wanted an attorney that was user-friendly. I know that sounds like an impossibility with attorneys, but somebody that was a good listener, that was patient, that was understanding, that wasn't going to gouge people. And that's Greg Fasula. And I don't care what the question is when it comes to the law, I call Greg first. If he doesn't do it, doesn't know it, he will tell me somebody else that he knows, that he trusts to go to. And I've never had one person ever in 20-some years ever say a bad word about this man. He's just one of the better people you'll ever know. Then next member of the group is Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. Probably the hardest working person, regardless of real estate, but she's just hot stuff. She knows her stuff. She knows every street in Martin and St. Lucie County. And I don't care where she goes, when she talks to anybody, you can take it to the bank. That girl knows her stuff. You couldn't get her to lie if you tried, and she'll help you. She helps people constantly and doesn't look to get paid for it. She's a monster believer like all of us are, and what goes around comes around. If we do the right thing for you, it doesn't make any difference if we get paid. The word gets out, and that's what we do. In fact, one of our steady listeners I'm going to meet tomorrow is having a deed problem with a piece of property up in Georgia, and I'm going to see if I can help straighten that out for her. And I'm glad to do that. I thank God every day that he's given me the blessings that he has, and that I can help people that need help. And that's what we do. Which leads me to Mike Paulus, which is the last member of the group, I think 5 or 6 years now. He's a mortgage broker. Also a correspondent lender, which means he can make his own loans, lots of titles. But the fact is, Mike's been in the mortgage business, I think, for almost 30 years. He knows his stuff. And those of you that are here, there's interest rates that are below 4% today, unbelievably low rates. He also has programs with no money down. There's a USDA program, United States Department of Agriculture, which sure doesn't sound like it should be in the mortgage business, but they are. But if you qualify, not a dime down. VA mortgages are no money down. FHA, 3.5% down or 3%. I mean, there's a whole bunch of good programs out there for people. And credit scores don't have to be in the 7s and 8s. They can be in the 6s or even some in the 5s with an explanation as to why you got into trouble. I mean, there's people that have had problems that were because of accidents or because of hospital bills or sickness or lost jobs that got into trouble for a period of time. And Mike's here to help you through these things and counsel you to make sure that if you want to buy a house, you can. And he'll explain how that works. And usually within 10 or 15 minutes or even 5 minutes, he'll let you know what you qualify for. So the concept of the group, again, is either to make you money, that's me, or save you money, and that's everybody else in the group. Back again, this is a talk show, and I'm not the only one that's supposed to be talking. You're supposed to be calling me. You're supposed to have a question on anything here. I'm pretty dangerous on most of these subjects, but I'm really good when it comes to most investments. 888-221-8990. Again, that's toll-free from any place, including the Bahamas, which coincidentally, I was over in the Bahamas. Thank you, Lord. I got to go. And I listened to the show from the Abacos, which are roughly 120 miles or 150 miles away. This is one powerful station that goes a long, long ways. And I know I've talked to people all the way down to Fort Lauderdale and up above Melbourne. So I know it goes a good long ways. 1-888-221-8990. Now, if you don't want to talk on the radio, which is your prerogative, you can call that number anytime, and Karen or Pastor Tom, whoever you talk to, will take your name and number, and we'll call you back, and we'll help people in any way we can. 888-221-8990. Now, remember, I'm sitting here all by myself. I've got nobody else picking on me, nothing. I can sure answer a question or three before the day is over. I'm here until 5 o'clock, which means we got not quite a half an hour left. So I've got plenty of time to take a question or three. Be glad to answer the best I can. 888-221-8990. By the way, when we started doing these radio shows, it was back in 2004, as far back as we can remember. We don't know exactly what date, but we know it was before the hurricanes Francis and Jean hit, which was kind of interesting too. I was over in the Bahamas on my boat just before Hurricane Francis hit, and I wanted to stay there, and they told me I had to leave because I was on a mooring, and a mooring means I'm tied up to the bottom and to a piece of concrete, and they said with a storm comes, you'd be a bowling ball and you would take out stuff in your way. Not only would you get killed, but you might destroy stuff. So good news is I got to leave and come back and tie my boat up, and the storm didn't destroy my boat. It wasn't real kind to my house, but still nobody got hurt and no major losses, and it was good. 888-221-8990. Now, if you don't want to talk about business, you can talk about the Bahamas, which is one of my very favorite places on earth. The Abacos, just absolutely breathtaking water, beautiful water. Over there, you fishermen, this is not fishing, it's catching. Over there, you can catch dinner just about any time you want in just a few minutes. And the water, of course, you know, is crystal clear, which we would hope for that here, but we don't get it that often unless we're out in the ocean. And even then, when you get way out, and especially over in the Bahamas, that 20 and 30 and 40, 50 feet of clear visibility is, people take it for granted, and it's just breathtakingly wonderful. Hey, finally somebody. This is really good. We got a caller. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I wish I met you before I was losing my house. And right now, I don't have anything to invest, but I'm a regular listener, and so I appreciate you and Tom. I just want to say how grateful I am that WCNO has this kind of program, and that you take your time to explain to people that are not aware of certain things, finance, which I never did. And
you know,
I just want to say, yes.
You're a wonderful person for calling in, but you know, most people, this word finance and saving money and retirement and all this gets very complicated. And when you're making babies and raising children and going to school and working, and it's pretty hard to put all those things in a proper order. So, you know, my job is to try to help answer people's questions. And I love you for calling in and saying nice things. And I don't even know who.
Well, I'm a regular listener, and I try to contribute. Right now, I just live in, I'm 75 years old, and I just live in a very limited, I just have very limited income because I have a few scams here in the state of Florida.
Hey, I understand. you don't feel like the lone stranger. You know, you're not the only one. But hey, I really, I love you for listening, and thank you so much for calling in and saying, and just, hey, whenever you talk to anybody else, if there's anybody that needs help, remember, we've got a pretty good sized group here of professionals that.
Yes, I try to listen to you all the time, every Wednesday. As a matter of fact, I pick up some, I have to pick someone up at school every day, and on Wednesday I try to hurry up and listen to your program.
You're a wonderful person. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
See that? And I didn't even have to pay her. It's nice. 1-888-221-8990. And our group has been very blessed. We've helped lots of people. And it's been very gratifying when you can make a person's life better and straighten out problems that they were having. Things, again, that we kind of take for granted. Got another caller here. Hang on. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi there. So, to be totally honest, I've actually never listened to your channel before. This is my first time.
Well, hey.
But, I was scrolling through the radio on my way back from work, and I heard you talking about 401k, and I had a couple questions regarding my own.
Hey, good man. Good. Ask away.
All right, so I work for a business, I'll just say a bank at that point, I guess. Don't want to go too specific, but...
That's okay.
I'm, they currently match me at 6%, and it's a little embarrassing, but I'll be honest, I can't make heads or tails of my 401k, the portfolio, and all that good stuff about where I'm supposed to be investing in. I'm rather young, I'm only 23 years old, and I'm just trying to find the best way to really make as much as I can off my 401k. And I can't make heads or tail out of anything. When I look at it, there's like several types of accounts, Roth, 401ks, all these things. And I was hoping maybe you could clear that up.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, inside of your account today, and you are one lucky guy that you can put in X number of dollars and your bank will match up to 6%, which is wonderful.
I know.
That's great.
Large, I know.
Exactly. It's rather large. Now, the next thing is, underneath all of that, there's probably 8 or 10 or 15 different investment options, places where you can invest the money. Now, sometimes in there they have plans like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on your age, where they say, okay, we're going to be mostly into stock or mostly into bonds on this plan 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Other ones might say, we have a large cap fund. Or we have a small cap fund. You can see the names when you read across the line. And it might say a company like Fidelity or any one of the different ones that do that. There's hundreds and hundreds of these things. And literally, what you want to look at kind of is, you're a young guy and you got a long ways to go. Long time in, in theory before you're going to retire. And if we take inside of there, there might be a fund that says 500, S&P 500, or something like top 500, which would be 500 of America's blue chips. It's every big company you've ever heard of. And what you're doing, you're invested in all 500 of those companies on a pro rata basis based on the size. And in history-wise, these top 500 companies have averaged around an 8%, give or take, I'm not giving you exact now, per year growth.
Okay.
Some years they do better, some years they do worse because of recessions and all the rest of that. But
and so the key word in finding these specific accounts when I'm putting my portfolio together is the top 500, you said, correct?
Well, that's now when you look at on your statement that you get once a month or once a quarter, however often they give it to you, it will list every one of them, and then it'll say how much percentage-wise you are invested in any one or all of them. So...
That's right.
What I would be looking at is, if you're not an active trader and watching it every day where you don't want to get in today and out tomorrow, but you're looking for the long term, there's a couple of ones that I kind of prefer from a long-term standpoint. One is 500 of America's biggest companies. Now, just name them. Every big company you've ever heard of is in the S&P 500. And there's another one that I like just as much or maybe even better, and it's called the NASDAQ 100. Now, the NASDAQ 100 that has little companies like Facebook and Netflix and Amazon and all of the high-tech companies, which are especially popular today, in my humble opinion, I'm an old guy, tech obviously is not going away. It's going to get more and more important in the scope of things over a period of time.
Absolutely.
And this is the technology age, and you're right on the cusp of the height of it. So what I'd be looking at probably if I was you is saying, okay, fine, let me put 50% of my money in this S&P 500 fund, and let me put 50% in this NASDAQ 100. And they normally will say something like that, even though the name may not be exactly what I'm saying. And then...
No, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, the way...
Actually, I know for a fact I have some inside the NASDAQ 100 already. I just haven't put any in the S&P 500.
There, so you, definitely, there you go. So yeah, you're diversifying yourself just a little bit more.
And you know, and I think I might have mine spread a little bit too far apart because I have you know, small amounts and all sorts of things right now. I took the unwise advice of a couple of my coworkers and tell me, oh, this is the one to go to. And, you know, sometimes I check portfolios and now I'm down some percentage and
well, there's
up
an,
and down. So I want something a little more steady that I can really trust.
Well, here's the problem, though. Let's just say we go into a recession. Well, then you're going to go down because those companies will lose value. But on the other hand, you know, what goes down doesn't stay down, and what goes up doesn't stay up. There's going to have to be some bumps along the road. What you want to do is to take a step back and look and say, hey, this is America. Is America going out of business? I know we've got political problems. I know we have this problem. We have that problem. But the truth is we're in America. And in my opinion, especially with a guy your age, so you have a couple of bumps along the road. Okay, so be it. However, in the long run, you should be averaging this 8 or 10% per year, and there's a rule, by the way, called the rule of 72, and that says if what's it take to double my money? Well, you divide the interest rate into 72, and that's the number of years it takes to double your money. So if you had 6%, that would be 12 years. If you got 12%, that'd be 6 years. Rule of 72, just one of those little goofy rules that is a mathematical equation. Let me give you one more thing, though, that I would be concerned about for everybody today. And this is more education, and this is forest and the trees. You may have heard of bonds. Now, bonds, I'm not talking savings bonds. I'm talking corporate bonds. Corporate bonds, big companies issue bond funds, and they pay an interest rate. Now, they'll pay 3, 4, 5% on these bonds. However, this is a rule that most people, the forest and the trees, kind of merge right now, and they blend not well. The rule is interest rates go up, bonds go down. Interest rates go up, bonds go down. Now, that makes no sense when you first say it, but let me just give you an example. Let's say you and I buy one bond from General Motors, I don't care who it is, and it's a $1,000 bond. And you put up $500 and I put up $500 and we're going to collect 5% interest on that. And they're going to pay us that interest, oh, for years and years and years, for the next 10 or 20 years. Okay?
Okay.
Now, a year now goes by and you say, Joe, I don't like you anymore. I want you to leave and I want you to get me a new partner. So I go see Karen across the hall over here and I say, Karen, this young man doesn't want me as a partner anymore. He'd like to get a new partner. So he's got this 5% bond and I've gave him $500 and I give me $500 and you can be his partner. And Karen says, Joe, that sounds pretty good. What are new bonds paying? And I say, well, new bonds are paying 6%. And she says, wait a minute, why would I want a 5% bond if I can get a new one paying 6%? So what happened is the value of our $1,000 bond went down because our interest rate went up. New interest rates are higher than we're getting paid. Follow me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
So literally, where are interest rates today? You working in the bank, you might have a pretty decent idea.
Interest rates are pretty terrible, my friend. They're pretty awful right now.
So what happens is, why are interest rates low? Because the Federal Reserve is so determined that interest rates are going to stay low for a period of time. But when you're at rock bottom, where are they going to go? They're going to go up. They have an awfully hard time going down below zero. So right now they're at 25 basis points or 35 or 45. They're very low, which is less than a half of 1%. And historically, this is as low as they've ever been forever and ever, and they've been down for an awful long time. So everybody knows at some point, interest rates are going to go up. So inside of your 401k, there would be some funds that might say bond. If they say if they say bond, if they say balanced, those words, I would not be in those, because at some point next week, next month, next year, interest rates are going to go up and those accounts are going to start losing value.
Absolutely.
So okay. I would rebalance, and I would not be in those. Now, if you play extremely conservative and you're scared that the economy is going to take a real big hit, and I'm not saying it is and I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah, I'm willing to play a little more risky, being that I am so much younger and I'm getting into this.
So. There you go. So then the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100, that would be what I would do. The only reason I was giving you one more caveat, there is involved in those investment options usually a cash account, which is a money market account that pays nothing, but it can't go up, it can't go down normally. It's just going to stay right there. So sometimes people that are, say, I'm a bit afraid of what's going on, what I might do is take 50% of my money and put it in a cash account and put 25 into the S&P 500 and 25 into the NASDAQ 100. And the reason I'm 50% in cash, because I got 50% fear in my head. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. You always, yeah, you always can go back and call up your account, your the people that are managing and moving the money and say, okay, fine, today I want, this is what I want, 50, 25, 25. Tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, whenever you're in a mood, switch it from 50, 25, 25 to 50, 50 or third, you know, pick your numbers. So what I'm looking at you, and I'm agreeing with you, that in the long run, you're a young guy, and with that matching, I'd be happy as a clam. And I personally like the NASDAQ 100 a whole bunch, and the S&P 500 has put you in 500 of the biggest companies in America, and you are now as about as diversified as a person can get.
Well, thank you so much for your help today. I'm definitely actually just pulled into my driveway, so I'm definitely going to go hop onto my laptop and go rearrange my portfolio right now. I really appreciate that.
All right, and remember this. I'm on the radio every Wednesday for 1 hour from 4 to 5, so if you want to call back, call back.
Well, I got about a 45-minute drive from work every day, so on Wednesdays I'll tune in.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Thanks. Good talking to you.
You do the same now. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoop. Guess what? I think we have another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
I'm calling about, I have a 401k with my company.
Okay. You have your radio on. You need to turn your radio down because it'll echo.
Okay. I was saying I have a 401k with my company.
Right.
And the 401k account, my company is only matching 4% of whatever I put in.
Okay.
And I'm 34 years old, and I'm trying to figure out what's another investment that I can get into that's kind of simple for a guy like me that doesn't have a lot of knowledge.
Okay. Are you married?
Yeah, I am married.
Children?
Yeah, I have two.
Is your wife working?
No.
Okay. What I'm looking at is how much money can you afford to invest, one. Two, what's your goal? In other words, your 401k, if they're matching 3%, you definitely should put in whatever they match, because that's now 100% growth automatically. Wow. You know, because you've doubled your money the day that you put your money in, they put their money in, and you just doubled your money. Now, inside of that 401k, if you were listening to the prior caller, you're a pretty young guy. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 are two of my more favorite long-term, because you've got a long ways to go before you retire.
Yeah.
Now, that gives you that as a way to go. Now, if you've got money outside of that, and you say, hey, I want to take a little higher risk, and I'm willing to take a little higher risk, but maybe I can earn 10-15% per year rather than making 5 or 6 or 4 or 9. There's all kinds of different options there, all kinds. But it really, okay. Here's what I do. My job is to educate you so that you can make an intelligent decision based on your life, your family, your goals.
Okay.
So what you might want to do, you left your name and number with Karen, and what I can do is I can talk to you off the air, and you and I can beat this up a little bit and see if we can both come to a right conclusion for you to make sure you get where you want to go.
Sounds good.
All right, my man. I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening.
Likewise.
Bye. Hey, good, Karen. Look, you did real good. You got me some callers, so you got me something to do here. You know, and those were good young guys with good questions. You know, there's a lot of it's. I remember when I first got into the business, I couldn't get certain things into my head for the longest time. You know how the forest and the trees, they kind of blur, and people would explain something to me. I had a very, very, very intelligent client. He was an aeronautical engineer with multiple patents. Brilliant guy. But as soon as I talked finance, he just kind of glazed over. Nothing sunk in. And he used to say, Joe, I trust you. And I said, well, Bob, thank God you can, because you don't know what you're doing. And my job was to protect him and his wife and make sure that they didn't lose. And unfortunately or fortunately, he got to die some years ago, and he'd gone through some unbelievably tough time. You know, Pastor Tom with his five passes, this guy had bypass surgery twice, 11 heart attacks, brittle bone disease, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, epilepsy, you name it. I used to say, Bob, I hate to find a new disease, you'll get it, because he just had more health problems than anybody I've ever seen. 1-888-221-8990. We're winding down. We got a couple more minutes to take another phone call or two. And if you don't talk to me today, remember every Wednesday 4 to 5. And you also can leave your number with Karen or Pastor Tom, and we will call you back. 888-221-8990. That's the magic number. And remember, in our group, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, realtor, Vince Rosino, CPA, Greg Fasula, attorney, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, and Joe Martek, financial advisor. So I think we've covered the bases the best we can for most of our listeners, to try to cover most of the areas that most of us need to have some expertise in from the time we turn 18 until we die, to make our lives move as smooth as humanly possible. 888-221-8990. Might have time for one more phone call if we can sneak it in. And if we can't, again, you call that number. Karen or Pastor Tom will take your name and number and have us call you back. Anytime you can call a radio station, leave your name and number. 888-221-8990. How much time we got left, Karen? 1 minute. She, boy, you are pushy. You know, get rid of me. You trying to get rid of me early? Well, I don't know if we're going to have time for another caller. Here's what we're new. We got a call coming in, but I think we're not. Karen will answer the phone, but she tell me, here's what she's telling me to do. Joe, you need to quit talking. You need to leave, because there's less than 30 seconds left. So let me just say thank you so much for both the callers today and the rest of you. Any way we can help people, that's what we're here to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and until next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Team Martek program. The Team Martek program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martek. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martek program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martek is available at 772-678-7725.